more of Andy Parks, live from the Washington Times.
Welcome back. 506-730 WTNT, The Truth. It's Andy Parks, live from the Washington Times, and we start hour number three, as we normally do, with Jeff Cooner. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, Andy.
Hey, great column today. President has more in common with Vladimir than Teddy.
Oh, thanks, Andy. I'm getting a lot of good feedback on it. And essentially, the gist of the column is Obama had a major speech this week in Kansas. It was exactly the site where Teddy Roosevelt, one of our greatest presidents, launched his 1910 independent bid to be president under the banner of new nationalism. And here was Obama trying to channel Teddy Roosevelt.
Yeah, I know.
First he's FDR, then he's John Kennedy, then he's Martin Luther King, then he's Ronald Reagan. Well, now I think he's going to be Teddy Roosevelt, at least for the next week or two. And he's claiming now that just like Roosevelt battled the entrenched interests, just like Roosevelt battled the rich, just like Roosevelt fought for a square deal, he's fighting for ordinary Americans. And what I point out in my piece is, in many ways, he's the anti-Roosevelt. He hasn't broken up any trusts. He hasn't broken up any monopolies. He hasn't done anything that has hurt him politically with Wall Street. In fact, if you leave aside his class warfare rhetoric, in reality, in terms of his actions, he has bailed out Wall Street, he has bailed out the banks, he has bailed out the financial sector. In fact, Dodd-Frank literally enshrines too big to fail. We are now on the hook forevermore for all of the major banks, all of the major financial institutions, and as I point out in the column, Andy, literally, there's two words to describe the crony capitalism, crony socialism, crony corporatism at the heart of this regime, and that's Tim Geithner. Tim Geithner has been rewarding his friends and cronies on Wall Street, at Goldman Sachs, at J.P. Morgan Chase. He has perpetuated bailout after bailout after bailout. Now they're even plotting behind the scenes for the mother of all bailouts, which are all of these bad European banks that are holding massive debt, bad debt, junk debt, sovereign debt. They want us to send money to the IMF to then bail and then indirectly funnel those funds to bail out those banks. So as I point out, this man is not a real populist. What he is at heart is a radical Marxist, a radical Leninist, a radical socialist who is bent on destroying the middle class. And if you look, Andy, at the last 3 years, forget his rhetoric. Is unemployment up or down? It's up. Is the debt up or down? It's up. Is inflation up or down? It's up. Is the dollar value up or down? It's down. Have we lost our AAA credit rating? Yes. Are we now a second-tier world power? Yes. Do we now have more people on food stamps than ever in American history? Yes. Are there more children in poverty than ever in American history? Yes. Now, by his own record, by the facts themselves, it shows that this man is the middle class's worst nightmare. He's the worst nightmare for all ordinary people. For this guy to now claim he's a populist, that's like Madonna saying she's a defender of chastity and virginity.
Why can't we get one of the Republican candidates to say what you just said?
Andy, the problem is this, and I think we have to stare reality in the face. Look, whoever is the nominee, I don't care who, I will support that nominee against Obama,
right,
because I believe they're better. The problem is, look at Romney. All right, he's the most, let's say, quote-unquote, responsible or respectable of all the possible choices. Here's a man who claimed in the 1990s, when he was running against Ted Kennedy, that he was an independent, that he abhorred the Reagan-Bush years. He then went into Massachusetts and bragged about what a liberal he was and how he loved government, how he loved universal health insurance, how he supported gay rights, how he supported abortion, how this man was a very different Republican. Well, now within 4 years, he's completely switched on every position. You look at Newt Gingrich. Another one, I know he's the flavor of the week now. I know everybody, every conservative now loves him. You can't say a word against Newt Gingrich. He has been here for 35 years. He has enriched himself at the trough. He has made money after money. He defended Fannie Mae. He defended Freddie Mac. He has been in bed with the pharmaceuticals. He defended the individual mandate. When he was House Speaker, his own words, he comes out of a meeting with Bill Clinton, and he says, "I melt every time I'm beside him."
Mm.
Now, this is a man who got outmaneuvered by Bill Clinton at every turn. We had the government shut down. Government grew under his watch. And so this man is an establishment man. He's compromised. And so this is why you can't wage a frontal assault against Obama, because everybody's been on the make. Everybody's been out to get to make tens and tens of millions of dollars for themselves, using the corruption, using all of the cronyism that exists in this city. And that's why, Andy, I'm a profound conservative, small c conservative. I believe it's time to dismantle this city. I believe it's time to dismantle the federal bureaucracy. I believe it's time to dismantle all of these entitlements. I believe it's profoundly unhealthy, as our founding fathers warned us, to have all this money sloshing around in this city, to be given out to constituents, to be given out to allies, to be given out to friends and cronies. And I would kick all of that power back to the states. That's what our founding fathers understood. That's what our constitutional republic is fundamentally about. Return power and democracy to the people at the local level. It has worked for literally 150 years. And then suddenly, in the 1960s, we thought we knew better. And we have slowly turned our back, year by year, decade by decade, upon the greatest constitutional republic the world has ever seen. And this is what you're left with after 40 years. You're left with Barack Obama in the White House, and you're left with Mitt Romney, Newt Gingrich, Herman Cain, and Rick Perry as his viable alternatives. It's depressing, Andy.
Yeah, well, no, I know it is. But you see, what you've just described, though, the only thing that could fix it is to elect true conservatives and let them do the job. Unfortunately, I don't see a lot of true conservatives out there.
The latest batch in 2010, I think, is a remarkable school of conservatives. You're seeing wonderful senators, Pat Toomey from Pennsylvania, Mark Rubio. To me, who I think has got a brilliant career ahead of him, is Rand Paul. He's got the best of his father without, frankly, some of the wackiness. These guys are really, I mean, 2016, 2020, look at some of these governors. Look at Bob McDonnell in Virginia.
Yeah,
look at Chris Christie in New Jersey. I think, Andy, this is the thing. In 4 years, it's going to be the opposite. We're going to have a buffet. It's going to be literally a smorgasbord of wonderful candidates. So what you're seeing now, to me, in many ways, is the old guard. These are the people that have been around for 20, 25, 30 years,
yeah,
who have been tainted by the system. This new crop of conservatives, and if we keep electing them in 2012, I believe history's on our side, Andy. I truly do.
I hope you're right. All right, Jeff, have a great weekend.
You too. God bless you, Andy.
Take care. Jeff Cooner.